Hallelujah. Strengthening your grip. Have you ever held on to something and you really didn't want to lose it and you hold on tight, that you grip it, that you grab it, that you hold on to it with all your might? This morning, we got to strengthen our grip with the Lord. Scripture this morning is going to come from Ephesians 3, 14 to 21. And if you have your Bibles, you can open it. If not, you can look at the screen. This morning, I'm going to ask you to stand for the reading of his word. Amen. I wanted you to get used to moving a little bit today. Amen. I want to see some canes fall out the way. I want to see some canes move out the way. I want to see some people who hopped in here, run in here this morning. I want to see some people that came in here with a headache leave free and clear. I want to see somebody that had some weights on their shoulders when they came in here. I want to see them going this morning. Oh, hallelujah. I want to see somebody who don't know what tomorrow holds for them walk out of here in faith this morning. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to know that this is a real God. This is a real God we serve. This is a real Jesus that died on the cross and rose again on the third day. This is the real thing. There's so many fake things out there right now. And you keep listening to all of these things that people are putting up. You need to know the real thing. Christ is the real thing this morning. No matter what it is that you've gone through, he's brought you through it. Even right now in the midst of whatever it is that you're going through, he brought you through it. And I can say that this morning because you're here. And I pray this morning that you came in here full of faith. Full of faith, not full of emptiness, not full of hopelessness. I hope that you came in here full of faith. And if you didn't come in here full of faith, come in here with a little hope. Because hope will give you faith that something is going to change this morning. I got a real working God. He works overtime for me. When I'm tired and I'm asleep, he's still awake. He's still doing what God can do. He's bigger than the universe because he created it. He's bigger than time. He's bigger than everything. So whatever it is that you came in here with this morning, that you felt like you could not praise the Lord, whatever you came in here this morning that made you feel down, whatever you came in here this morning with that was negative, leave it here today. We're going to work it out this morning. Somebody, we're going to work it out this morning. Are we going to work it out? We're going to work it out this morning. We're going to pray and we're going to praise. Oh, hallelujah. Paul is talking to the Ephesians. This is a city. This is a people where he opened up the church. This is a people that he prophesied to. This is a people very close to his heart. And he's speaking to them this morning. And he says, "For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name." Sounds like us. That every family in heaven and in earth derives its name. "I pray that out of his glorious riches that he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being. So that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, I'm going to say that again. And I pray that you, he didn't say us, he said that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people. I don't even know if I got to preach this morning. That you may have power along with all of God's holy people. So whoever you think is so holy, holy, you can have power just as much as they do. That means you don't got to go see no pope. You don't have to go see no bishop. You don't have to go see no apostle. You don't have to go see your prayer warrior or who the one that you want to pray for you, because their prayer is more powerful. He said that you might have power just like those holy people. To grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know that this love surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all. Not some. You see, God don't want 99.9% from you, because God wants to give you all that he has. If he gives you all, he's not accepting less than that from you. Now, unto him who is able to do immeasurably. Can you say immeasurably? The other versions say exceedingly. The other one says exceedingly. This one says immeasurably. You see, we like to measure things, right? We measure how much money somebody take out of their pocket. They got the Jewish wads, you know, the 50s and the 100s on top. It's one or two of them, but a bunch of singles in the middle. We like to measure that. We like to measure the size of our cars, our houses, our bank accounts. We like to measure. But the Bible says exceedingly above. Above. Not what you see down here. Above. Somebody look up this morning. Above. Oh, that you could ever think. We got some thinkers. I think a lot. I wake up in the morning, my head hurts because I'm thinking. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm thinking about, but I'm thinking. I get up and I look in the mirror and I got veins going up and down my head. And I'm saying, what are you thinking about? But all that I could ever think or ask, that's the God. That's the God that's looking for you to serve him, because he's looking to serve you, because he wants to give you all, more than all, exceedingly, abundantly, immeasurably, than you could ever ask. According to his power that is at work within us. That power, you know when you got power. You know when you got power. If there's nothing working in you, you got no power. I want you to get that. If there's nothing working within you, you have no power. But when the Spirit of a living God is in you, you got power. So the power that works in you lets you know when those demon and demonic forces come at you that you already got it. That you don't cower back. That you march forward. You can't have my power. That's the point. You can't have my power. You got your own power. You got to get your own power. You got to grab your own power. You got to grasp your own power. You got to get your own power. Oh, hallelujah. If you don't have the power, you can get the power. But here's where I want to go with this. That is at work within us. To him be glory in the church. We are the church. Not this building. We, you, me, I, us. We are the church. And in Jesus Christ. So he's given power to the church. He's given power to the church. And in Jesus Christ, there's power in that name. When you call on the name of Jesus, there's power. Both of them are five letters. You take the five letters, J, E, S, U, S, and you got a fist. You got power. But this is what I want you to know again. It ain't just for you. That's why I love it that the Morrison family is here today. Because it wasn't just for Bishop. It wasn't just for Laverne. But it says throughout all. Just grandkids. Just great grand, just sons and daughters, but all generations. The power that you have this morning, the power that you grab onto right now, it affects your generations for generations to come. You wonder why you're so blessed? It's because somebody grasped onto that power. Somebody prayed for you. Somebody sang songs of Zion. Somebody was down on their knees. Somebody called on the Lord on your behalf. And I'm here to tell you, as their time are decreasing, somebody say amen. As their time is decreasing, it's time for you to increase. It's time for you to step up. It's time for you to bless the generations behind you. The songwriter said, Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. I want to know this morning, do you have yours? I got mine. Do you have yours this morning? I got mine. Do you have yours this morning? I got mine. If you don't have it, you can get it. Paul writes in verse 13, he says, I ask you therefore not to be discouraged. We're walking around discouraged this morning. We're walking around discouraged this morning. 29 people dead. There's more than 29 people dead. That's what we know of. That's what they put in the paper. But there's more than 29 people dead this morning. From gun violence or whatever kind of violence. Drug overdoses, whatever kind of overdoses. Cirrhosis of the liver, whatever kind of cirrhosis of the liver they got. There's more than 29 people dead this morning. And I don't know how many of them knew that they were going to get called. But you got to be ready like that battery. Ever ready. You got to be ever ready. Hallelujah. So I'm not even going to belabor this anymore. I just want you to ask yourself, is Christ in my life or not? Do I know him for myself? And I'm not talking to know of him, but to know him for yourself. Not that you heard of him, but that you speak to him. Oh, hallelujah. That on a regular basis, you call him or he taps you on the shoulder and says, hey, I need to talk to you for a minute. You see, when you have a relationship with your father, he taps you. He'll let you know that there's something that you need to know that I need to talk to you about. But the writer didn't stop there, and I'm not going to stop there either. Because there's some here that have a relationship, but it's so casual. You have a casual relationship with the Lord. And because of that, you might see him when he's passing by. Like this morning. You might see him passing by, but you don't have that indwelling of the Spirit that gives you the power that you need. Because you need that power, because the Bible tells me that our battle is not against physical things. You may sit. Those of you who want to sit, sit. It's not against physical things, but it's a spiritual battle. It's one that you don't see. As a matter of fact, it takes you a while to recognize that that's what you are in. But when that spirit is in you right away, you already know what you're dealing with. You already know the devil that you're dealing with. You already know the type of demon that you're dealing with. And then you'll find out the spiritual warfare that you've got to do. Don't be discouraged this morning. Don't give up and don't lose heart, because that's what the enemy wants you to do. You need strength this morning. You need to grab on. Not hold, but some of us are in a state that we need to grab. That we need to grab. When you were a little kid and you got ready to walk across the street, your mom or your dad said, "Hold my hand." And you were scared. You did more than just hold their hand, but you grabbed onto their hand. There's some fears in here today. You need to grab. Hold. Grab. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I have conviction when I say these things, when I preach, because I want you to know that this is not me, this is the Spirit of a living God speaking through me to you. So therefore, when he speaks through me to you, I see with different eyes than the eyes I see after I finish preaching. I want you to know that. So when I look at you and I see you, I know what the Spirit is seeing. So that's why he can take me off track or whatever it is that I thought that I was going to do. Because he says, this is what you need to speak today. This is what I see. And this is what I want you to say. Amen? Amen. So we're going to stand one more time. And I'm going to give an invitation. I'm going to give an invitation for those that need the Lord. I'm going to give an invitation for those who need to grab on to his hand a little tighter. I'm going to give an invitation for those who need power for themselves. And if any one of those are you, I ask you to come now. And don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. Because he is calling you. He is touching you somewhere where nobody else can see. His invitation is to you. Yeah, you. Yes, you. He's calling you right now. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless you.